Go ahead and call the meeting to order. It's 11:02. We have myself, City Attorney Jacqueline Boudry, Stephen Postuma, City Attorney, and John Cito, Police Chief, is absent. If you want to make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'm so moved.
I'll second. Can I just add one item I wanted to talk about as long as we're here before next week about the public accuracy test?
Okay.
Okay. I'll just add that under new business.
Okay. Upcoming business or new business?
Oh, I can do it under upcoming business.
Okay. And what is that, the public accuracy test?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All in favor of the agenda as amended?
Yes. Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. We have approval of minutes from April 15th and April 24th, 2014.
Chief, hello.
We have Chief Cito joining us.
We're on the approval of minutes.
Okay.
We have both the April 15th and the April 24th minutes. One was the approval of election inspectors, and the second one was the actual public testing of the equipment.
I move to accept the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. New business, we have this meeting was called to discuss the third ward absentee ballots and the process for counting. Just an update on where we're at with the first set of ballots that were mailed prior to the discovery of the printing error. We mailed on Wednesday, June 25th. 392 ballots as printed by and approved by the Washtenaw County Election Commission. The error in the third ward was discovered that Friday, and second ballots were printed by the county, and the city clerk's office mailed them Monday, June 30th. We've called or attempted to call all the people who have voted and returned a first ballot. We are tracking very carefully. We have, just for everyone's information, the first ballots were in the, starting with ballot one and that series, and then the second replacement ballot starts with 4,000, and they match so that, say, a voter who had ballot 21 now has ballot 4,021. So that's consistent throughout all of the third ward precincts. You won't see any 3,999 ballots. The public has been very cooperative. I've personally made all of the phone calls. They've thanked us. I think the problem has been mostly minimized. Most people are understanding. They understand the process, and we are starting to get from those early returns, the second ballot is coming back. We're also getting second ballots where the voter simply got both, hadn't yet voted, and is now returning the second rather than the first. Just over the past 2 days, we've received 29 second ballots, 4 first ballots. In total, we've received 44 voted first ballots, and 19 have been replaced. So we right now have 25 returned first ballots that we have not yet received a second one. Of those, we have notes on at least 8 of them where the person has indicated they've either mailed it or plan to mail the second. So we think by the end of the week, the number 25 would be less than 15 is our estimate. By next week, we could be talking about less than 10 ballots. And again, as the week goes on, we'll continue to reach out to the people who are returning the first ballot and the ones who have not yet responded to the first ballots that we already have.
And we've seen a, are we correct that we've, people aren't mailing, we're not seeing the first ballots, so that over the next 4 weeks till the election, we could get a first ballot in. And if we do receive that, can you identify just the procedure,
right,
standard procedure?
We recognize that we still have, you know, I don't have the number of total unvoted ballots, which on election night we may have an absentee voter. We don't get 100% return who has a first and second ballot. So we recognize that those are out there. But the initial return of ballots was prior to the receipt of the second ballot. And then even so much as over the holiday in Monday's mail, we had two voters that had mailed the first ballot, got the second ballot probably that day, mailed the second ballot, and we had both on Monday. And then today, I think one first ballot. So now that the second ballot is out there, the first ballot, they're not coming in. The initial return was because that's, you know, their understanding that they had the correct ballot. The process has been, as a first ballot comes in, we make every attempt to find a phone number, an email address, contact that person to try to get that replacement, especially now realizing that they should have both. We will continue to do that in the event that any additional first ballots come in.
And the goal on this is to reduce that number to zero.
Right. I mean, ultimately, we would like to have zero. I don't have, like I said, a total on return third ward ballots, which would be what we're counting as returned are correct replacement ballots returned. As the correct ballot is returned, that is what we're processing in as a voted ballot. So I can get those numbers as well. Of the 392, how many have been voted correctly? Or, I'm sorry, the correct ballot has been returned. Stephen, I'll turn it over to you to update us on the federal court process. And I understand a new motion has been filed.
We received a motion yesterday from Mr. Weider, and that is he would like a rule, given the state's position. And by the way, the state has not, we were going to talk about today, the state has not provided us additional procedures, and we anticipate that that will come in later today. They were going to come in yesterday. We haven't received that yet. But the motion is simply to have the court rule that the state's direction, which has been to count those first ward ballots only if there are any left. And again, we think that will be minimal number, but if there are any, it's prudent to plan for this. The motions come in, we'll file a response motion, and our position really on that is that we would concur in the idea of getting relief as quickly as possible. We leave it up to the judge to make that decision on it. We leave it up to the judge to make the decision on it. And so the city's position and the clerk's position is simply that we will abide, as to the counting of the ballots, we will abide by whatever the court rules on it. So that issue is really a dispute between the state and the, there's a difference of opinion between the state and the plaintiff in that case. And so we anticipate a ruling, and that will provide additional guidance. So at next week's meeting on Tuesday, we can give an update on what's been filed. We can give an update on what has been received from the state, and we can give an update on the numbers. And again, we believe...
We have a meeting scheduled next Tuesday at 3 o'clock for the appointment of election inspectors. Mm-hmm. So we'll have an opportunity again to provide a status update on the third ward ballots.
And again, the city clerk's estimation so far, and that will change depending on each day, and we'll give a projection on it, but right now is that it likely will be less than 10. But that number could even be less than 5. So we don't have the sense right now after 2 days. But when those, we'll get a better sense of that. And again, we know who has the first ballots out there, and we will continue to contact them and we'll keep going. So whether it's less than 10, more than 10, whatever it is, we feel getting a court to rule on the ballot counting, which the state has weighed in on, is prudent, and we believe that will be expeditious. And so once that done, we may take additional steps. But it seems to me that's our position. So there's really, Chief, unless you have anything else.
I was just going to say, for your clarification, what we're talking about, the first ballots that were not, you know, and we've since reprinted because of the third ward candidate being left off the original ballot. The state has directed us that if all we receive is a first printed ballot and not a replacement, that we should count it. It will require duplication because the ballot was reprogrammed. So the first set of ballots could not mistakenly be tabulated because the machine will not read them. The state has said that if a voter mails in that first ballot and does not return a second ballot, that's not their fault that there was a printing error, so the first ballot should count. The question is, even depending on the court ruling, is whether the third ward race will count. In any event, however it's decided, all the other candidates, all the other races would be duplicated. There's no question whether, if we have a first ballot out there, whether their vote for governor, mayor, or so on, would be duplicated. The question is whether the third ward race, without all the candidates, could be duplicated. But the ballot, either way, will have to be duplicated. And so, because of the court case, the question is whether the state's direction will be the direction that we go.
And you said that we may get further direction from the state? You said that we're going to
receive the state is going to send additional procedures today. I thought they were going to come yesterday. When we get those, we'll hand those out. And I know Mr. Thomas was out yesterday, so that might have been the delay. And then we'll update that at next week's meeting. But yeah, just to clarify, Mr. Weider's complaint on behalf of Mr. Viscola has only referred to the third ward race and is not obviously asking for any relief on the other races. So, unless there's anything more on the absentee, we'll update everybody next week.
Do you have any questions, John?
Okay.
I added, John, before you were here, we talked about this at our with the May election, the public accuracy test, as well as the preliminary testing. We like to have a formal election commission motion authorizing Jennifer and the election technicians to start the preliminary testing, and that we will then hold the public test at an election commission meeting. So I was going to ask if we could authorize the city clerk staff to do preliminary testing both for August and November, if we could authorize that at this meeting.
We're still scheduled.
We'll still do a public test at the election commission.
Right. But you want to do just a preliminary test?
Just a motion to recognizing and authorizing the clerk staff to do the preliminary testing.
Okay. So do you want a motion on that? So moved.
Second.
And that's for August and November. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Any other unfinished business?
No.
Now we have public comment. Mr. Weider?
Yes, not too much on that. I have to say one thing. Mr. Postema said that the dispute is now between the plaintiff and the state. I mean, we don't have any, the state's not a party to the lawsuit, and we're not, we're disagreeing with a letter that the state sent, but the legal dispute is still with the city, and it's only the city that's going to be counting the ballots. I just wanted to...
The city clerk will be counting the ballots. Yeah.
Well, city through the clerk's office will be counting the ballots. I certainly hope that, and I commend the clerk for the the rapid response and the procedures being taken to try to limit the problem, if not eliminate it. That eliminated, I think, is too optimistic, just because some people have two ballots sitting on their desk when they in next Christmas and say, "Gee, what did I? You know, I never did anything with these." And until every defective ballot is accounted for, we won't know that the problem is solved. And I don't think we're going to know that on election night. There's still going to be some first ballots out there and second ballots out there, and so this will certainly reduce the extent of the problem. But I think that since we've had very close elections in this city for a long time, and just 5 years ago had a 6-vote Democratic primary for city council in this very ward, that even if you reduce it to 10, it could be an issue, and that's why we feel it's necessary to have the court intervene, because we don't believe that any of those first ballots are really ballots. You know, they're really, it's a piece of paper that has two names on it, but that's not a contest that exists in this primary. There's a contest between three candidates and any write-ins that somebody wants to make. So that ballot putting two names in a write-in line doesn't represent any contest in this election. And to say that you can count votes from this non-contest just doesn't make any sense as far as we're concerned. The ballot is only a ballot if it properly represents the actual contest that is taking place. So we think there's sort of a nullity. There's just a piece of paper with some stuff on it that doesn't perform the function of a ballot by not providing all of the candidates' names. I think we'll probably get a quick ruling from the court. I certainly hope so. I think that if defective means anything, and I think everybody agrees that we've called all those first ballots defective ballots, they are defective specifically because of the third ward. How this defective ballot can then be used as if it weren't defective to count votes, I think the Secretary of State is just way off base on that, and I don't think they have any authority to direct the city clerk on this matter. That's in our motion in brief. They have they haven't cited any authority to say that those votes must be counted, and if they do, that's fine, but I'm not sure what they're waiting for, if there is some. I've looked long and hard for any legal authority on the question of what to do when a candidate's name has been left off the ballot, both the 50 state law and federal ballot. Could not find anything where that occurred and what the remedy was. So it's nice to know what Chris Thomas thinks about this, but I don't see yet any legal weight or argument to allow those ballots to be counted. And I would hope I think we'll have the court deciding, but I would hope that the city would decide on its own that unless it presented with some legal authority to back up what Mr. Thomas has said, and some authority and some legal backup for Mr. Thomas, that they even have the authority to direct you how to do this, that be just considered some friendly advice, but not determinative of this issue. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. If I could ask Steve a question, did I understand that you were saying you were going to file your own motion rather than responding to our motion?
No, I'll respond. Respond to your motion.
Okay, it sounded like you said you were going to file a motion.
We'll file a response motion, and that will be filed probably by tomorrow. I want to incorporate whatever the state has sent, and if I get that this afternoon, so that everybody will know what the position is. And again, when I talk about the dispute, there is a dispute between the state and Mr. Descola as to this interpretation of the counting of the ballots, and that's what I was referring to, because the state has clearly weighed in a manner that you disagree with, and that's why the court's going to rule. And we believe that, and of course we'll follow any ruling, we believe that that's the best course for the court to rule. And we anticipate, as I told you before, that we would file an expedited response and agree with any motion for expedited hearing by the court. Although I don't know if that was actually in your motion, but
it's a separate motion. I'll be filing that before the day is out,
right. and that you have my concurrence on right. on that, and we'll have that. So we'll share that information, and we'll meet next week and where we see it. As to getting down to zero, it's sort of like calculus. You know, you're going towards perfection on it, and I think that. The likelihood that we'll have a better sense once we see how it plays out this week with the numbers. But I think obviously it's in everybody's interest to watch this very carefully. And I thank you for the appreciation of the clerk's efforts, because I've viewed them too. And for the public, they're very even keeled on this, and they just want to turn in their votes as they should. As the voting public, and I think it's in everybody's interest to get it down, whether it's below 10, below 5, to 1. Hopefully that will take care of the issue, and that's where it is. So any other public comment?
Any other from the public?
Okay.
I'll just recognize Assistant City Attorney Mary Fales is here, and Howard Sheps is our poll worker, trainer, and recruiter. From staff.
Okay.
Stephen, did you say, I know you can't predict, but do we think that we'll have something from the court by next week when we meet?
I don't think necessarily on that. I think we will have something as expeditiously as possible from the court before the election. I would not make a prediction that the ruling would come before next Tuesday. I make no prediction on that.
A one-week turnaround from a federal court would be somewhat remarkable.
Yeah. Okay. Well, remarkable only in the sense that they look at things very carefully. Mm-hmm. So,
The only thing that might expedite this further is the fact that you're not going to actively oppose the relief we're seeking there, mm-hmm. so that that may expedite it further.
The brief that we file will be filed, and we'll set out the city's position.
Okay, well, we do have our next meeting next Tuesday, and we'll review this issue again, as well as the appointment of...
There's one more public comment.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed you.
I'm sorry. My name is Cheng Ming Fan. Mm-hmm. I don't have comments, but I do want to ask questions, if you can just help me out from the website. As the election is getting closer, I'd like to learn. From the website, I try not to bother, but until I couldn't find the upper limit of the money spending on the funding and endorsement, and also is there some kind of timetable, and you can just tell me the URL.
If you have some questions about the funding, why don't you just stay after and we'll answer those questions.
Sure? Okay, that would be great. Thank you.
Are you talking about campaign funding?
All of this, I have to learn from zero. Maybe after that.
Why don't you just stay after?
I really appreciate it.
Okay. Are there any other, my apologies, any other public comments?
Okay.
Okay, seeing none, we'll adjourn at 11:26.